tuning in to
Loft Talk.
Loft Talk.
Loft Talk, baby.
Loft Talk.
Loft Talk.
Loft Talk.
Loft Talk.
What's up? You're listening to Loft Talk.
Loft Talk.
You're now tuning into Love Talk with my grandpicknanny friend.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa, her daughter? I'm Teresa's daughter.
Teresa's daughter is
my daughter's mother, and my daughter's mother is me.
No, you're wrong, I think.
If Teresa's daughter...
Oh, I gotta look at it.
Listen, no.
Teresa's daughter
is
my daughter's mother.
But hear me. Take out my daughter's mother, because I'm my daughter. Like, I'm her mother. Right, I'm her daughter.
You got it. You're right. I was thinking grandma, but...
You
was at
you can,
the
you
club.
You can say that on the show.
Bottles yeah. up when I first that. Met you. I recorded that shit anyway.
Yo, what's happening? You are now tuned into another week of the most popping talk show across all the land. It's the Love Talk Podcast. You're here with the Love Talk gang. It's your boy, Trey Boogie. My man, Dennis the Menace, and the beautiful CeCe. What's happening, my people?
What's good, boy? It's fucking hot.
Hot.
It doesn't help that. I went to the gym after work today before I came here. And you know that just like once you work out, you just can't stop sweating.
Your blood flowing. Because the blood is flowing, boy.
Throughout the whole day, like, it's brutal. Usually a cold shower helps, but...
I thought it was because I wet my hair, but I know I dried the shit out of my hair, bro. I'm like, is my damn scalp leaking? Like, it's hot, this bitch, boy. Like,
straight
even
up,
with the AC on, I'm like, all right, man. You know? Yeah,
it didn't help to get people are fucking boiling my blood on my way home from the gym. Just, I don't know if it was just timing, like, you know, after 6 o'clock, 7:30 ish. People are like trying to get home. They're in a rush. They don't give a fuck. I can't believe how people drive sometimes. It really blows my mind. I'm coming down Jericho Turnpike / Jamaica Avenue. If you're from Queens, you know that way. Whatever.
Yeah, feel well, yeah.
Bro, it's a big main road. two big lanes on both sides. This dude's coming out of like the spot on the right. He's pulling out, and he has plenty of space to go, but he made it very apparent that he has to make the left all the way across. So he comes out just enough so that I can't go anymore, but the cars are still passing by in the left lane. So now I'm like, go, dude, what the fuck? Like, go, you can go. He's pointing like across. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're not holding me up. If you can't make it, you can't make it. That's my
that's
opinion.
That's my guy's insurance.
But it's like, if you're trying to make a left in front of me, I shouldn't have to slow down. If you can't make it, you can't make it. Wait until I pass.
You gotta go.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going the wrong way now.
You gotta keep the flow of traffic going. Otherwise, you're gonna fuck up the whole shit.
He said, you gotta go and hope that next motherfucker got insurance.
Yeah. It's fucking it. And then I'm pulling out of the bank, the Citibank by me, and where you go out is a one way out. So this guy pulled up like he was about to come in the one way. I wanted to make a left. I couldn't make the left because he's blocking my left. So he's like calling, like waving me on to come out. But I would have to make a right if I go, go. I'm like, this is a one way. I'm like putting hand signals. And he's like, oh, like showing me. I'm like, you're in the wrong, you cocksucker. I don't want to make a right. I want to make a left. So you're not supposed to come into the one way entrance. I'm right. You're wrong. Don't get mad at me, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Straight up. They're like, oh, this was in like 13 minutes of each other having. So I'm like, get home. But I'm slamming my door and shit. But yeah, how was your guys' week?
Listen, this week went by pretty smooth, man. Yeah. No highlights, really. You know, just...
Smooth sailing.
Yeah. I don't know if it was slow, but it went by fast. And... I'm intrigued, you know, we talking about people, you know, the irrationally upset, I think, today, as y'all was having a conversation about, people be out of pocket on comments.
Oh, we're looking at the social shame media. Room, some shit.
Yeah, like, why are people so out of pocket with their comments?
It's true, because when I go on Instagram, like,
I'm not on Instagram as much as I feel like I'm Dika is supposed to be. So when I do go on it, it's kind of like the first few posts I see. It's like I either like them, I don't. And the Shade Room is always on there. So I literally click and I look at the comments because they are out.
That's what the action pocket. Is.
Yeah, like I be laughing. It's like a mini Twitter because I use Twitter for the jokes. Like,
I love Twitter.
It is the jokes. So
yeah, I never got into Twitter yet.
Because, like, you know, just, it takes a little bit. But the Shade Room comments are basically like that. Like, there's just a bunch of just people be wild.
Just disrespecting shit. Like, the Shade Room is run by, I don't know who the Shade Room is run by that, but.
Sometimes they're a little messy, though.
Somebody with no morals, boy.
They're a little shady sometimes.
I mean, well, yeah, they're shady in the Shade Room, boy.
I mean, we throwing shade all day. Fuck how you feel. That's what it's called.
Straight up. I mean, bro.
We throwing shade.
I feel like you get on any, like, popular Instagram page, and there's just some ridiculous shit. I think we've gone over this
before. There's a little bit of ridiculous shit, because some of them are alright.
The best is hot girls. Like, you see, like, a foreign guy. It's like, same. I want to make you my princess.
Drink your bath water.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know how that's appealing to anybody.
Well, just like when they send random dick pics. Like, don't do that.
That's fucking insane. I just don't even send dick pics to girls that I'm fucking.
Like, just don't do it. I'm not interested in seeing your penis.
I can't believe that we have to say that.
Yo, listen, I've sent a dick pic once in my life, bro.
But it was probably asked for, right? Or at least expected.
That was over a decade. That was over 10 years ago, man. That was like you know, a long time ago. First, and to be honest, only one time, bro. I'm like, I don't see the point.
I mean, I've sent one before, but it was like very much asked for. You know, it wasn't like I just
you clarified into that someone's very DM. Much asked.
Yeah, I didn't. No. It was asked That's, for.
That was my question.
No, I didn't.
You didn't
know.
Just drop
what did
this?
You know? He literally asked you.
I'm tripping.
Did they ask you for it? Was it expected? Head,
yeah, it was asked for. It was asked right. for. Yes. Wow. Okay.
At first, I was like, wait, maybe it wasn't asked for the way you answered that.
Okay. Wow.
I'm glad that we clarified that because
I ain't never just dropped my dick in somebody's DM or in somebody's never.
Yeah.
Nah, but there be guys out there on Instagram who, you know, they say a lot of things. They say a bunch like nice things. And
I had like a pen pal relationship with one girl one time, because she was like,
Insta-pen.
Still with her boyfriend or whatever, baby daddy maybe, and like it wasn't a good idea for us to actually link up, and then we got killed here. So we kind of just like sexted all the time and like exchanged pictures. It was just so fucking weird and juvenile now that I think about it. But it was fun while it lasted. I wasn't fucking anyone else, so I was like, well, why not?
Great.
That was fun. Shout out to that girl.
On the confessions of the law.
She knows exactly who she is.
Wonderful.
but speaking of girls.
I like girls.
Diddy's girl looks like his old girl. She looks like mini Cassie.
I feel like it just popped out of the blue.
I saw it on the Shade Room.
It did just pop out of the blue. And then they have like a lot of videos together. I mean, listen, do your thing. But let me tell you about them comments.
Ooh, Pete. She looks young, dude. Oh, wait.
Let's give you a second.
What is she, Filipino?
I don't know. She's pretty. She's cute. Look
that much like Cassie. I mean, listen, you have a type. I have a type.
She's like a mix of Cassie and Karrueche.
Right. That makes
sense. I love Karrueche. I love me some Karrueche. She's beautiful. Me
too. I would
wonderful.
Do some things. But yeah, she's cute, but she's definitely more Asian than
she popped out of the blue.
I don't know what Cassie was. Cassie was like a mix. Mixed girls are
fire. Do you believe that she's pregnant?
Who? Cassie? Hell yeah. That white guy knows what he's doing. He's not pulling out.
Somebody on Twitter said, you see what happens when you stop dating a fuck nigga. That's what they said. And then there was a thread. Do you see what happens when you stop wasting your time?
I feel like
savage in the
crowd. Savages.
Were her and Diddy even having sex? They were never together.
Listen, we never gonna know that.
She would show up on an event with him on his shoulder or his arm, whatever you call it, like once in a while, but I mean, I don't think she was living at the crib.
You know what my response to that is?
I don't know nothing.
There's no me.
Yeah, it's no me.
I live off a floor.
There's no my brody.
I don't know, papi.
That's classic. But yeah, I mean, God bless him. 26 years old. It's kind of weird because he's like 44. But some girls live and let live.
I just feel like it just okay. But I mean, hey, maybe he's trying to be happy and just live his best life.
Hey, I'm happy for him. Whatever he wants to do, he's a fucking millionaire and he's rich and he probably has a big.
To the diddy bop.
He's got big dick energy, that's for sure. Speaking of big dick energy, our boy Kid Cudi, I just seen with the crop top, and a couple other people I think following it, that craze.
That's a thing now.
I want men to get tops. Out in front of this as soon as I'm able to wear a crop top, I'm going to be wearing a crop top. So just, I'm putting that out there. And this might not make sense to someone who's...
It's not registering in my head right
who's
now.
Never, who's always been able to kind of pull off a crop top. You know what I'm saying? But as a man who would never feel comfortable in my life wearing a crop top, I would say in a year from now, I would be where I would want to be and be able to wear one. And I'm wearing one.
I mean, listen, right? I just talk my shit because talk that talk... But I live and let people live, and that's fine. However, you know when the Fresh Prince did it? Will Smith did it. On the Fresh Prince, he had his little... It was like a tank top, crop top. He looked like a John. However, right? It's just a different time right now. You know, like he had the swag and the stilo to kind of just... And I feel like we're just, you know, it's a different fashion right now.
I don't know
his
name, bro. Type his name for me. I don't know how to spell it, I should say.
It's a different fashion right now.
What is this fucking thing?
Yeah, I said that when I first started and I had to get used to it.
Why are you in outer space with this keyboard? Kid Cudi. Oh, I don't know if he posted it on his Instagram. You might just have to Google Kid Cudi crop top. Kid Cudi.
You don't remember when the Fresh Prince did it? There was an episode he had the yellow? It was a tank top and it was a crop top up to here.
He looks cute.
Like... You know, but like I said, it was different. Like,
I mean, football players wear that too. Football players sometimes
wear Ezekiel Elliott wear that.
Yeah, it was a crop top. I mean, but.
I'm just saying it could get interesting.
I think
it's getting less interesting. I think people are able to do more and more whatever the fuck they want, and you're not sure if the person's gay or whatever, and it doesn't really
matter. I don't care about that portion. I don't think that's what this means. Yeah, I don't care about that portion.
That's what it always gets ignorant before it gets accepted.
That part I don't care about. When it comes out of, listen, do you. All I'm saying is it could get out of pocket. Like, I could see people just being ignorant just because. Like, I'm dead ass. And that's the shit that I don't. Let me cut off all these nipples.
Women are allowed to wear whatever the fuck we want, and we're not supposed to say anything.
Listen, we do it nicely.
If it come up through the nipples, then we got a problem, man.
I don't think that's the point, but
that's what I'm saying. People out there ready to get ignorant.
Somebody
and I'm
does
not
get carried away.
But listen, there's been guys doing that kind of shit forever, since not been a fad in the wherever, what would you call it?
Social media.
There's people who dress crazy wild like that all the time. You see it in like
rockers in the city,
it's not that Manhattan, Midtown. You see weird people doing weird shit all the time, but it's not necessarily, somebody's gonna push the envelope eventually, but it might not be socially acceptable. But if the midriff, you know, I'll show off my midriff as soon as I can. That's a big fact.
Yo, joggers, remember, joggers was a thing where people was off that, like, not fucking with joggers. Like, nah, them tight-ass pants.
Joggers
like,
are, literally, if I could only wear joggers, I would.
Joggers are cool as fuck. Could wear them with any
kind
of
shoes. We don't have the weather for that.
What do you mean? It's not hot enough or it's not cold
No,
enough?
It never allows us to just wear them all the time because our weather is not beautiful where we
joggers, we're talking about like this, pants.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you can't wear them all the time.
Yeah, you can wear thermal. You can wear thermal. If it's during winter, you wear thermal under and throw them bitches on. And throw your work boots on.
In the summertime, you can't wear them?
In the summer nights, summertime, it's cool.
Summer nights.
If you go by the beach.
I don't know. I really don't like wearing shorts.
I never love shorts, bro.
I don't know.
I always, in the winter.
I used to rock them all the time, but I feel like uncomfortable wearing them now. I feel like it's like childish.
In the winter, I wear shorts under my
Also, but you have black legs. I have fucking.
This fucking guy.
Not black. You know what I mean? I have brown legs. My legs are.
No, I'm not the color. The ignorant shit you about to say.
No, my legs are so fucking white and pale. They're disgusting.
Close to them, fam.
I can't. I gotta get spray tan on my legs because. There's with my skin, my complexion, I just get burnt, and then I get white again. Like by the end of summer, I'll look like not as sick anymore.
What that got to do with lotion in your legs, man?
No, no, it's not. They're not ashy. They're fucking juicy.
You mean
you
pale?
You should still lotion them.
Yeah, they're
because
pale.
Then it'll attract more sun.
No, yo, I don't want to attract sun. I'm gonna get burnt.
Wear the shorts and bro, if I could manage. To not get tan during the summer, bro. And I'll be outside. We can figure this out, fam. Yo, listen. If I go to the beach, I go with a big-ass umbrella.
Yo,
I'm wearing an umbrella.
I need to be with you.
And catch a mean-ass nap at the beach, bro. Like, that heat. You still getting that heat? Because, yo,
I'm really not a beach guy. I'm a nap guy for sure. But
I'm not a beach dude,
but
bro.
But you can take a nice nap at the beach, though. You bring sand. No. Hear me out.
You bring a blanket or whatever.
Get the umbrella.
Umbrella.
Listen, you get a cooler with all your drinks, which means
you stop at the deli.
You get sandwiches,
or you buy the shit.
Snacks.
I don't like eating at the beach though.
No, but hear me.
Not
can I give you a hack,
shit, bro? You
gotta build a bungalow.
Yeah, you can even get the tent. You can even get the tent, bro.
Can I give you a hack?
It's aggressive.
Can I give you? Can I give you a hack?
Get your privacy.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
You get your privacy.
Instead of a regular blanket at the beach. You get the blanket, a fitted sheet, yes.
Yes.
And so it protects.
In the corner.
Yes. And then, listen, you also put a little thing of water. You know, you're a real asshole. You get a little thing. Who are you? You get a little thing of water. You clean your feet before you get inside, and you enjoy your little beach picnic. Like,
yo, bro, we just squatted, dude. If you, listen, we just squatted. I'll show you how to give it up. I'll be on the beach and get no tan, bro. I'm no tan. Just a mean ass nap, bro.
My problem with the beach too is like if I'm not drunk, I really am having a bad time. And
get
then,
your a buzz, get a buzz ball. You get like three of those buzz balls.
Bro, we get nutcrackers,
you drink
bro.
Them and that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the ice, shit. You get the cup of styrofoam with the ice, bro. You know what I'm saying? Pour your shit up, sip your shit up. You see the 12 coming. You just chug the shit. Like, fuck, you talking about?
Like, yeah, like I don't know what you're
and,
saying.
And we have Listerine on the beach, fam, or gum.
Packs of gum.
Why you think the cops will smell your breath?
It don't matter. You stay prepared at all times.
That's crazy.
Be prepared. But I'm just saying.
Even though I do like the pool more than.
Yo, you sound like you don't want to go. I don't even like going to the beach, bro. I've been to
the
beach like.
I fuck with the pool heavy every time.
No, I don't like going to the like pools that everybody could go to.
No, I don't fuck with a public pool.
I know that sounds like bougie, but I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. I don't trust. Hell to the no.
That's different.
That's why, you know, I got to get myself a little joint with money for the summer. That way, she got a nice pool in the backyard. I can bring you guys through. That'll be lit.
Let's get it down for the cause, bro.
That'll be lit. So anyone who's got a pool, hit me up, DM. We got Beyonce.
The Beehive. I love a Beehive, but y'all acting wild.
What happened with her now? She was something with a Golden State dude from Golden State.
His wife. They were sitting, they invited them
oh,
to the game.
Oh, she like leaned over and was like
they
talking to Jay-Z.
They invited them to
over.
The game. But yeah, but she explained what happened because all people saw was the...
They saw
the post where she leaned over and Beyonce adjusted.
Mm.
Now, in women
adjusted
language
her
that...
breasts?
No, she just adjusted
no, like...
It did
chill like she...
Yeah, so...
Like, oh, it looked like she
women,
was like, get the fuck off me.
In women language...
It looked like that because she had a straight face. If she did it with a smile... It probably would be different.
In woman language, we're just like.
But she was
like,
sitting.
You know, which is
the lady leaned over. She sat back, so she.
Maybe she
sat back
breath.
Up in her chair.
No, but okay. So take for a second that she might be a normal person, right? Because a normal person like me, I'm cool and I'm down for the visit and all that stuff. But if you're gonna like, if we just sit there, which
I'm
they
sure
did,
she didn't reach over and say my place later.
No, not even that. It's just if you're the type to lean over all the time, I kind of gotta make a gesture to
she
let you
know. She
probably
did that shit a couple times.
Oh, my God. I'm saying I kind of got to make a gesture to let you know I'm not really into that.
Your breath is hot on my neck.
So if I make that gesture, you're kind of going to know, like, okay, I'm positioning myself. I'm not really into that. Like, in a nice way, there's nothing wrong with that. Right. It's like a little, it's not a bad like, alpha thing. It's just kind of like,
all right. It's like when you have a girl at your crib and you're chilling with her on the couch and your arm is, like, in a rough spot. You gotta kind of let her know, like, I gotta move my arm or it's gonna fall
basically,
asleep.
So whatever. People started sending her death threats, started literally just attacking her, like...
This is where the fandom becomes, like, OD. It's like Nicki Minaj's whatever the fuck they are.
She deleted her stuff.
They go crazy, too.
She deleted her stuff. She was crying and she was just like... What is
Beehive? Beehive.
It's called the Beehive.
Yes. Because I'm disappointed.
Oh, because you're a part of it.
I'm just disappointed.
I couldn't remember if it was beehive or bee something else.
The beehive.
Beehive. Makes sense because bees.
Yeah. So basically, bad. Yeah, the point is they just started treating her like crazy. So
what's
she
Rihanna's
gave her
thing?
The Navy.
So weird. Keep going.
Point is, the reason why she bent over was to ask if he wanted a lime in his drink, the drink that they were getting for the both of
right.
them. So it's like people just wouldn't stop. So Beyonce's publicist had to come out
people
and be like,
"People always OD on shit like this." Like
that's what they said.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback from Green Bay.
Yeah,
I think he's still on Green Bay. I don't know.
Yeah, but, he's still.
He's with Danica Patrick. Mm-hmm. I want to say, and they were at a game, and some guy was behind them, like. Casually was like a big fan, like wanted to buy her a beer, bought her a beer, and they were like, yo, they like, you're gonna let some guy buy your girl a beer? Like people online like commenting, and bro, he's like, he wasn't rude, he wasn't like, oh, I want to buy you a beer and fuck you. He was like, let me buy you a beer. Like, dude, it's not crazy, like,
yo,
people take shit so out, like, so far left. Like,
it's
come on, bro. Like, you got, like, it's not that big of a deal.
No.
There's better shit to be annoyed about.
Yeah.
There's crazy shit going on in the world. There's people in prison that are fucking, didn't even do anything. And they're in prison for years and years. Wait. Did you see that fucking new Netflix documentary? Well, no, it's not even a documentary. It's a real show, but it's based on...
When They See Us?
When They See Us.
I saw the first episode. I haven't watched the second episode this weekend.
Dude.
You guys, I need one episode at a time because that acting was
on
point, boy.
Dude, like, I was crying.
That acting was on point.
I was straight crying.
You watched the whole thing through?
I watched the whole thing. The last episode,
you make me nervous,
I wanted to wait because it was like late and I had to be up early. So I waited until the next day. I could not fucking wait to get home and watch it. I was like, because it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and like that's so late for me, especially during the week.
Right,
and but I couldn't stop watching it, and then I'm like, oh my god, I can't watch this last episode. I just can't. It's like an hour long. I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm get up at 5. Like, fuck. So I fucking waited. I went back. I watched it. And I was like, holy shit! At the end, I was crying. And then I don't know. I'm not gonna tell you what happens, but I mean, it's a true story. So. You know,
I'm watching the second.
These guys got full asleep. It's crazy.
I'm watching the second episode Saturday. Tonight. I'm watching the second episode Saturday, and then the third episode on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean they make it pretty apparent that it wasn't.
You know what the ending
like,
is,
it wasn't
is
them,
but
you
it's
know,
just
like,
seeing it and
yeah. Oh my god, man!
Like,
the
acting was looking was
There's
on point.
Dude who was like the main guy that's in jail.
Is it Corey?
Yeah, that actor who played him was unbelievable. At first, I was like, this guy's a little weird, like. But then, I don't know, like, the guy in real life, so it might be him, like, trying to play him. But it was good. It was really good.
He played him too good.
Yeah.
I'm not emotional up, like, when I watch it like that.
Yeah, me too. It was wild. It made me like, whoa, like.
I was having a conversation with my mom a week prior to that about it. And I was, because, like, she doesn't see a whole bunch of, like, different. You know, she goes to work, she comes home, like, she sees what she sees, and she knows her culture, and I was like, I wish that, like, you would see that this shit is dead ass, like, it's happening. Like, fuck what you see on the news. I'm telling you, like, that shit happens all the time. It's an issue. And she was just like, yeah, like, I heard of this thing. Like, she's starting to hear more about it now, so she's just so taken back, and I'm like, shorty, how is this,
new?
When
it's nothing, like... Especially when it's not in your culture, it's so much harder. Like,
But it should be. It should be taught. It should be said, and that's what that's like the issue that people always have, and it's like, people come at them because they feel this way, but this is why. Because if people understood more and got to see it firsthand, they would have compassion. Got here kneeling and shit. They would have compassion. They would have understanding, opposed to whatever the fuck the media gives them. Because imagine what the media was like for that situation. All types of running them through the dirt. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
no, the point of no return type of running them through the dirt.
While people just sitting in a room just lying, like, okay, well, we gotta fill in this gap. So what we gonna say they did first? Like, yeah, it's crazy. We gotta put each of them there and tell each of them what to say. Yeah, and it's like, it literally, the one thing I noticed about it that I will say, like, they show you how you can get coerced without technically being like coerced. Right. And it's just, and like,
they're like, just say you didn't do the most of it. Say the other one. Say what you, like, just say you was, there. We just, what happened?
Like, tell me what happened. He put his hands first, right? Right?
That's what happened. The thing was, too, like, part of it was that none of them said that they did it. They just said each other did it. And they were like, well, that's enough. Like, that's enough. Like, no one actually admitted it. Yeah. But this one said he did it. This one said he did it. Because they're going to leave it up for a trial.
And they said the lady still believes that those kids were guilty anyway, bro.
She don't believe that. No way.
She doesn't believe that shit.
What, I can't think of her name, but like the head prosecutor.
Yeah. Well, what she said, they say she didn't actually try the case. She was just on the one of the head prosecutors. She was fucking. But you part of that shit.
They're calling to cancel her now. Cancel. She's selling like man books and shit.
They,
like,
dropped her.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's crazy. And the thing is that if this dude never made this documentary, no one would even know about this shit.
But that's what I said.
It's like, a lot of this shit is. That's what social media does, and that's what
that's like media does, the only good part of that too. Like, that's the only good part about, like, listen, if you don't have social media and shit like that, you also don't hear half of these stories. Some of it's bullshit. Some of the media is fucked up, and they give you what they want to hear, and then half of it is people independently showing you shit like this. Yeah, you know, trying to make documentaries, trying to show you insight into
things. And it's harder to get like that stuff.
The crazy world that we're living in, everything's videoed, everything's world. Like YouTube. People are bringing more things to light, and people independently are able to make stuff and show you different viewpoints of the world that you're not seeing.
What I hope that, I'm just gonna end it with that, but like, I hope that they see in that little, mind you, I only saw the first episode, but I'm just saying, they see that a lot of the times why people fall into the system too is because, notice how like their parents, they can't leave their jobs as other parents or in other situations in a better circumstance might be able to. So they're unaware of the rights that they have. These children are unaware of these rights that they have. So they're doing, and once you do, you can't undo. And it's just something that it's like, do y'all see that? Like, do people realize? Because they were showing each and every parent, like, what was going on and what stopped them. And technically, they left them with one, but she spoke Spanish. And technically, that's okay, but it's not okay. Right. So it's like, one of them couldn't leave work, and the other one was getting stopped by a bunch of people. And in those couple of seconds, that changes something, so they fall. Opposed to somebody else who's more privileged than can be like, you know what, I gotta step back in the office in a couple of hours and this, that, and like, to, or just inform them. They don't teach them that in school. They don't teach common law or things, and I get it, like, we can educate ourselves, but we can educate ourselves on, like, math, and too.
Also, we can educate ourselves as
on American history, if
you want. On all of that shit, and it's wrong anyways. You teach it wrong anyway.
Right, and clearly, like I was gonna say, we can educate our shit on being 20, you know, in our late 20s, we can educate ourselves. We're not expecting 13, 14-year-old kids to educate themselves.
But that's what I'm saying. It should be a part of a curriculum. It should be something that,
especially in a area that is going to be more prone to that being an issue.
It's where
you'll probably have a little bit more of that in a curriculum of a school, of people that wouldn't run into that issue.
They make it a part of their school to say the Pledge of Allegiance every single fucking day, but that's important, but you can't teach common law. You can't teach the things that you so much stand up for to kids, because sometimes their parents are working and they don't have the time. Like, different situation, different cases, different faces. I say that all the time. So, yeah, I would just hope people saw that. Schools
technically, so babysitters, like,
I mean, yeah.
That's what schools, they're just babysitters.
I could see it in a future at some point. They're going to do away with schools. And everything's going to be online. Homeschooled online. I can definitely see that.
I only disagree with you because I would say that you have to have a certain way of life to be able to have your kid not at school every day.
Well, the other thing is they're replacing...
I would say more than half the people rely on their child being at school so they can be at work.
Of course.
But you see what's crazy happening with technology, though. Banks like TD Bank or all these fast food joints that you order in through a machine and it's just ready. So less workers now.
Right.
All these, car shops, car... factories are shutting down because the machines are making the cars now. They don't need people. So it's harder for people to find jobs. So they know people won't have time because our president think that job is going up when it's really going down. Mm. But there's a reason because everything's getting outsourced.
Everything's getting automated.
Everything's getting automated or by steroids, animals with steroids and shit like that. So
it's true. I know y'all be paying attention to what y'all eat. Them shit's big as fuck. You know,
so this shit is crazy, bro. And man. I don't know. The technology is gonna take over human jobs, so people gonna be at home.
Right. That's the thing. Like we were talking about kind of before the episode. Like, it's a wild. Where's like the industry of life of our like workplaces going to the point of, you know, securing yourself in a future position of something that cannot be automated as much.
Listen, my son better like some technology. You're gonna have to be hands on.
You better know how to fix the shit. Like,
yep, I just said, my kid better know how to be on technology. Get you building a nice car, they're gonna need something.
Learn how to build a plane.
My son likes to build cars. He likes to make nice
cars. Learn how to build planes and cook.
There's only a certain what I would push my kid to for sure right now would be. It's hard to say because right you want to think that it would be you could push your kid to do
I would say computer science, but I don't want that little motherfucker hacking my shit.
Right. I would say you kind of gotta make like my only thing about myself is like I didn't know what I wanted to do early. Maybe. Right. So it's like you it's hard to know. You don't know, like, you don't especially know what the
when
fuck you're
not
you do.
Especially when they're not speaking to you about it. Like, people around me didn't like speak about that stuff.
Whatever you're going to do, fucking start doing it. You know, I don't think you necessarily have to go to school for everything. Like a university, college isn't the answer for every
future. They have trade schools.
Trade schools. Yeah. Even getting into, you teach yourself by the time you're 20 years old, you can learn so much about computers just from looking shit up online. Literally.
People fixing cars online.
I've taught myself everything I know about computers from watching YouTube videos. It's insane.
Yo, before that, I'm not going to hold you. Like, before we had all this fancy stuff and before I used to, like, hang out, I was, like, a little nerd, but not with, like, laptops and stuff. I'm talking about desktop. Still kind of nerd. Yeah. With, like, desktops and stuff, I always learned how to, like, do some encrypting shit with just the software itself just because I wanted to know. And I'm not talking about no MySpace shit. I'm talking about, like, the actual computer. Mm-hmm. If something was wrong, I was taking it apart. I was putting it back. And I just like to do...
My brother would do that shit, man.
I like to do that shit. Every time was wrong, my mom already knew, like, yo.
I ain't taking shit apart because I'm probably not gonna put this shit together.
Anytime I ever had something that was, like, you know, on the way out or, you know, an old laptop or some shit, or just, like, I had recently a pair of Beats headphones... That one side didn't work. So I was like, these fucking things are useless, right? So I took it apart. Now I know how to, like, where everything is in a pair of Beats. And I'm sure they're all pretty similar. Beats, they sell for a lot of money, but they're not much different than any fucking other pair of headphones.
Not really.
So the way that they work, the way that the wires work, and how everything's put together, I never, like, can't even imagine what that shit looks like.
It's aliens putting that shit together, boy.
Imagine.
Straight up. Asian people, or they are aliens.
Aliens.
God. But, man, anything else on your agenda this week? We kind of rocketed through. I'm still kind of fired up from the gym, if you can't tell.
Been on go.
Yo, you saw how 50 Cent got ran up on, though?
Yo, that was
bad. Yo, and then the dude really thought he ain't do nothing wrong, bro. But, like, He's out there with no security. That man been shot 9 times. You can't just run up on that. You can't
honestly,
just.
Honestly, I didn't even think about it in
that. You can't just run up on a man like that. Like, he got beef. People owe him money.
In this day and age, too, he rolls up on him, and his man's is videotaping on the phone.
He didn't see that, though.
When he's about to swing on him.
Right. When people. I think if he saw that, it would have been worse, because you'll never know what people are trying to get on video these days with the pranks and shit.
Your bum's trying to get my Instagram. It's like, look at my Instagram. Yeah, I'm like,
you think that's how you come up?
You can't just run
your Instagram?
That's stupid. What's me looking at your Instagram going to do for me? Do for you? He said, what's me looking at your Instagram right now going to do for you? And he said some shit like, go a long way, some shit like that. Like, what the hell did the kid say? Like, yo, bro, you
basically,
can't.
He thought he would recognize him, and he thinks he's that talented that 50 Cent would be like, I gotta DM this kid and
but
get him
even
on,
if
on
so
fucking...
that's not how
right
that's not necessarily how you
it was
should
dog
do.
There's a lot of different like, factors. Maybe it was the daytime and
he could've got Jesse Smollett did.
Ay Dios mío.
Straight up though, you don't know what people are gonna do, especially when that camera's rolling, bro.
He looks like he has no security either.
I don't trust nobody that comes up to me if I notice someone else is filming our interaction.
Yeah, it's true. They could catch you slipping real quick. Be like, what
you mean? You see the shit with the baby when that dude fucking, he was like, you won't do shit. What are you going to do?
He got knocked flipped out. Yeah, he got flipped in the mall.
That's what people do these days. They want to come up to a celebrity and talk shit and see what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. He like, I just want you to see my look at my Instagram.
Even with that prank that they did with just the pictures to Kylie and Travis, they pranked, just people wanted to prank. And they pranked, made his little hairdo, got a random girl, took pictures and posted it everywhere to get people, like,
so
just for pranks, it's cameras are everywhere. Like, everything's...
I think we talked about pranks last week. Pranks are canceled.
Yeah.
Don't do pranks that ruin people's lives, potentially.
That's not so fucking funny.
Well, more like the little stunts, though, like those people that we're talking about. They're doing stunts.
Yeah. Prank your friends if you're going to prank them. Prank your friends who can handle a prank. You know? Do you do...
If you're going to dish it, make sure... Listen, make sure you can take it, too.
Right.
But don't dish that, like...
See, I can't take it, so I'm not even going to... There's certain things I can't take, so I don't dish.
Yeah, I don't play around with shit.
I can take, like, some shit talk. I can take, like, a little bit of being made fun of. So I do it to my people. I do the same shit because I can take it a little bit back. But I can't take no surprises. I can't take no, like, scaring. Don't try to scare me. I'll shit my pants. I don't like being scared. I don't like being surprised.
Listen, I plan on moving to one of the states where you have a concealed weapon. Don't run. Don't surprise me.
You've seen that video? Don't try to surprise me. The guy's like... The guy walks in and it's a surprise party and doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Yo, somebody got their head.
He's like, oh, fuck.
Not because you blame him. I wouldn't even be mad at him. What do
you
mean?
Oh,
you
didn't
know. It's my crib. You know,
somebody about to get it, boy.
I'd rather pull it out and be sorry.
You think he had
this
shit cocked, though? You think he had this shit cocked?
All I know is when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's got to be fake. Like, they set it up. After I watched like a couple times, I was like, bro, that was legit.
Y'all didn't talk like about the game and then like y'all a bunch of boys, but okay.
What's
the game?
I mean, oh, Toronto plays tonight. Yeah, we all want to watch that game.
I think you're talking about the game, the rapper. I'm like, what did he do this time?
No, I'm gonna start watching that show though. Games people play because Lauren London's on it, and I need to, you know.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Oh, you want to give some view? Give it a view. But yeah, the game is tonight. Toronto, Golden State. I think Toronto gonna take it. Toronto's up 2-1, and Golden State ain't really got nobody. They got, you know,
The man's playing by himself. He's playing by himself.
Now, he knows what LeBron feel like.
Yeah,
he knows what LeBron feel. People finally see
LeBron is big.
No, that doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter.
But
it doesn't matter
because if you're trying to guard somebody who's so much
bigger than you... He still scored 50, so that's not the problem.
I understand, but at the same
time... Because LeBron was doing the same thing, but with no squad. So no matter what he was going to do, if he didn't have help, no matter what he did was going to help him.
And I get it.
Nobody could stop him. He scored 47.
And all I'm saying is he could block a couple more if he was like, you know, he's guarding people. That does have something to do with it. That's like me trying to guard you while you're taking a shot on me.
Nah,
like,
he's great for his size. He scored 47.
That's beautiful. And I could, yes, I hear you. But all I'm saying is it's also a disadvantage when I'm, like, that's like me out there
it's
by myself.
To be a short basketball
Thank
player.
You.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
This came about. Thank it's not you. As high.
Yeah, NBA is always more popular, but
he's not a midget. But just what up? He's what he's up against is what I'm saying.
It's also the NHL finals right now.
Yeah, yo, that's crazy. You know what's crazy?
You didn't even know that.
I've been seeing the highlights, but I'm like, wait. I keep every time I see the highlights, I'm like, wait, hockey? They still going?
They still play hockey?
They still playing? Like, I thought the season was over.
No, they're in the finals too. St. Louis Blues are beating Boston.
Aren't they against what the hell's Pretty Boy's name? Crosby. Crosby's on that team, right? Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know about hockey. I'm not gonna.
You know his name, bro? The Pretty Boy.
I can't think of it now that you said
Sidney Crosby.
So the Blues are up, and I think they're gonna win. Shout out to the Blues, cause fuck Boston.
Damn, I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. I'm hungry. It's fucking hot as balls. So on that note, and I'm about to go to that party down the block.
We love the people. Appreciate you every time.
Crash the party.
Always tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Appreciate you every time, man. Love Talk Gang over and out, baby. Trey Boogie, Dennis the Menace, and the beautiful CeCe. Over and out.
One time.